Dear friends in Christ, today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about chapter 10 in the history of our church body. Did you know that back in 1960, when the CLC was organized, we were already supporting a mission in a foreign country? The country was Japan, and the missionary was Fred Tiefel, who is an uncle to Pastor Paul Tiefel of Messiah. Missionary Tiefel was called to serve in Japan in 1951. At that time, there were many servicemen in the Tokyo area, and his call was to serve them. But at the same time, he investigated mission work among the Japanese. In the first year that he was there, he stayed in a large hotel. And many of the Japanese were surprised that he did not invite Japanese girls to his room like so many other Americans. And he told them, well, he was a married man, his wife was in the United States, and he certainly wanted to be faithful to her. He could not commit adultery. Some of them were so impressed with this that they wanted missionary Tiefel to instruct them in Christian doctrine. And so he began a class, and in a year or so he had a class of about 10 to 20 young Japanese men and women. And some of these young men were beaten by their fathers every time they came back from a class with missionary Tiefel, but they kept on attending anyway. And after a year or so, they confessed Christ, and they formed a Lutheran church in Tokyo called Hachimandori Church. Now, in that first period, missionary Tiefel spent a lot of his time translating the catechism and other teaching materials in the Japanese language. And after his wife joined him, they found a home there in Tokyo, and he began to hold services. He did not conduct the services himself. He wrote the sermons in Japanese, and then one of the young men took the liturgy in Japanese, and another one of the young men memorized his sermons and presented them in Japanese. And so the work continued. Now, at that time, the Wisconsin Synod and the Missouri Synod were still in fellowship with each other, and there was a Missouri Synod mission there in Japan also. But missionary Tiefel could not really work together with the Missouri Synod missionaries because they followed unscriptural teachings and practices. For example, they had open communion, so he could not work together with them. So when the decision came in 1955, or the vote came in 1955, whether the Wisconsin Synod should break with the Missouri Synod or not, missionary Tiefel was altogether in favor of that, because he could not work with them in Japan. But the Wisconsin Synod did not terminate their fellowship in 1955 or 1956 or 1957, and missionary Tiefel realized that he could not really work together with the Wisconsin Synod anymore either. But then there came a problem. The Wisconsin Synod decided to send a second missionary to assist missionary Tiefel. Well, that would have been fine, except that the second missionary did not agree with missionary Tiefel on the synodical issues. And the congregation in Japan said, we don't want a second missionary unless he has agreed with missionary Tiefel in these things. They said, wait until these things are decided and then send a second missionary. But the synod insisted that he had to come. And so that caused a problem. And in fact, the Wisconsin Synod sent 3 representatives to Tokyo to meet with Missionary Tiefel and his congregation, but Missionary Tiefel and the congregation refused to have them come to his house because there was such an obvious difference in their teaching and practice. And so, there was the break. Missionary Tiefel and his congregation were all by themselves. No more financial support from the Wisconsin Synod. How could they continue? It was a small group. They could not pay their own way at that time. They had a property to purchase, a property to maintain. They had to eat. They had to wear clothing. Where was all of this support going to come from? Well, those were very tough times for them. And there were days when they did not know how they were going to survive. But there were others who had left the Wisconsin Synod, and they provided some support. And also, his group received support from Missionary Tiefel's relatives, his father George, his brothers Paul, Victor, and Arnold. And so they were able to continue. Now, one of the main reasons that the Church of the Lutheran Confession was organized was to provide some kind of system of support for the Japan mission. So when the CLC was organized in 1960 and a board of missions was elected and began to serve in 1961, they were the ones to provide support. And that support continued from 1961 to 1973. Now, one thing we can learn from this mission in Japan is that we do not have to make a choice between doing mission work and being concerned about true doctrine. Missionary Tiefel was certainly concerned about spreading the gospel and reaching people who had never heard of Jesus Christ. And he and his wife spent their lives in Japan doing that very thing. But at the same time, he was very much concerned about the doctrine. He did not want his congregation there of Japanese young men and women to be misled by false teaching. And so we don't have to make a choice between true doctrine and doing mission work. Some say, well, if you're interested in mission work, then you can't be concerned about doctrine too much. And on the other hand, if you're very much concerned about doctrine, that must mean you're not concerned about mission work. But we have to be concerned about both. And Missionary Tiefel was that. It's not an either-or proposition, but it's a both-and proposition. And we know that, of course, from our Lord Jesus himself, who said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." But our Lord also said, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded." We conclude by singing hymn number 510, stanzas 2 and 3.
Be the very God of heaven, may the nation, love's pure.